The parasha state does say, Vayisu mehar ahor derech yamsuf lizbay es eretz edoim. They went and they had to go around eretz edoim. Vatik tsar nefesh om badorech, and they lost the nerve, basically. Very schwer to take the derech. And they tainted, no, we're going back again. On a chosim lachareinu, kachoz raviseinu, nishto shloshim shmoy neshona, adayoy maseh, nefiho kotso nafshom beino ya derech. They were came out misyayish, nochamol going back. Chal, the pash is not so poshut, the whole, exactly what happened with the Sheva Nasos, Chazora to Moisera and the Milchama, this is all after that. Vaidabe ha'om belukim of Moshe, lom elisunu b'mitzrayim, lom uspam idbo, zed tainas, ki ein lechem, ein mayim, rafshenu kotza belechem ha'kloikel. It's a brochen. Wasn't true. Ein lechem, they had mon, ein mayim, they had be'er. Moshe Rabbeinu restored the be'er. Navshenu kotzav alechem akloikel in mimeila vayishalach Hashem ba'om mishanechoshim asrofim. When Hashem sent this mako of nechoshim, burning nechoshim, vayenashchu esha'om, and they bit them vayomos amrov miYisrael. Don't say how many amrov. Filu one is considered by Klal Yisrael amrov. They realized it's an oynesh min hashamayim. They came, they did tshuva, v'chotanu, vidui, ki dibarnu b'ashem uvavoch, hispalel el Hashem v'yosem mi'aleinu mishanochosh, v'yispalel Moshe b'ad ha'om, and Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal. Now comes the interesting zach. V'yoyme Hashem el Moshe, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Asei lecha sarof, make a sarof." Moshe Rabbeinu made a nochosh with tzura of sarof. V'sim oisay al neis, put it on a banner. V'hoyu kol noshuch ra oisay v'choy. And whoever is bitten, look up at this nachash and nechoshes, and he will get better. V'yaz Moshe nechash nechoshes. The nechoshes is the sorof. Sheba vayisimeu al anes. Voyo im noshach anochosh es ish vehibit al nechash anechoshes v'choy. Somebody was bitten by the nochosh. He would stare at the nochosh, at the nechash anechoshes, and he would live. So, interesting to say. They asked, Moshe Rabbeinu daven, and the Moshe take away the oynish and be merape us. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, no, you have to do this whole system with the nechash and nechoshes. The famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chof Tes. Break the Mishnah. Ato oime asei lechos sarov. V'sim oise al neis, v'hoye kol noshuch ro oise v'chai. Frek the Mishnah, v'chi nochosh meimis, or nochosh mechaya. What's the pshat in this whole business? The nochosh was meimis, or the nochosh was mechaya. Kin zayn, the shayla is the nochosh that bit them meimis, or the nechash anechoshes was mechaya. Elo, was the answer. Bizman Yisrael mistaklim klapei mailo u'meshabdim es libam lavin shebashamayim or you misrapim. When Yidden looked up klapei mailo and they were meshabed es libam lavin shebashamayim, then they had a refuah. Vimlav hoyu nimukim. And if they didn't, then they would die. So what's the answer? The answer is the Be'etzim, Klal Yisrael had to be mistachyon klape mailo. And Klal Yisrael had to come to Hakara that it's not the Nachash down here, and it's not the Nechash HaNechoshes. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mistachyon klape mailo. Mishav nislibon lavin sheba shomayim o yimisrapim. So Eva say, I don't understand. What we say, what's saying? The Ike is Klal Yisrael had to realize it, that Tluim Beyad Hashem. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make a Nechash and a Choshes? Why tell the Yidden or make a Mogin Tovi, Nechveis, some other sign? Why Davka Nechash and a Choshes? Put up a sign, Yud Kei Vav Kei. You know, sometimes they have in some shuls, a whole Shemus and things. Sometimes they have on the Omud, Dalif Le Miyata Oimed. That's what we have. But some shuls have the Shem Avaya. So we can make a Shem Avaya, put it up on a pole, on a naze, and the Yidden look up, see Hashem Havayin, I mean, Shabbat Lavim Sheva Shemaim. What's the person we made in the Nechash and Nechoshe, Stavka, because can they get the Nechoshim Serafim? Well, what's the Biyar Hadova? They had to look at that, and so, what's the Biyar Hadova? Lechoyer, over here, the very, very big Yisoid, Aniyus Da'iti. And we have to understand the whole background to what's going on over here. It wasn't poshut what's going on, the Batikza Ha'om Baderech. In Parshas Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells over this period in history. And we'll see a very interesting way he says it over. First of all, he tells Klal Yisrael, the beginning of Parshas Dvorim. He tells them, we came, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, we were by Har Choyrev, and then Rabban Yisham says, Rav Lachem Sheviz Bar Azeh, Pnu Su Lachem, Voyu Ha'hoi Moiriv, and Kol Shcheno, Parova, Par, Beshvena, Panegev, Choyf Hayom, Eretz Haknani, Valavonen, Adanor, Agol, Nahar Pras, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, no, you've been Mekabel Torah, go to Eretz Yisrael. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to us, Re'ei, look, Nosati Lifneichem is the Oretz. I've given you Eretz Yisrael. Boyu Ureshu is the Oretz, Asher Nishba Hashem, Lavoseichem, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Seislahem, Lazarum Acharem. Boyu Ureshu, Dr. Rashi, Ein ma'ar er badova. Nobody's going to object. Ve'ein zchem tzrichim milchama. You won't need any milchama. Ilu lo sholchu maraglim, lo hayu tzrichim leklei zayin. If they wouldn't have sent maraglim, they would have just walked into Eretz Yisrael and the goyim would have run away. They would have just taken over Eretz Yisrael completely without shooting one arrow, without any milchama. And the Pashtus is, it would have been Be'etzim and Anes, the Malim in Derech HaTema, and we would have had Eretz Yisrael forever. If we would have taken Eretz Yisrael like that, there was a Mamish, as it says, Re'ei Nosati Lifleichem Yisoretz, would have been very clear, it was a Maisa Hashem and a Sina Me Hashem, with him we weren't Koivesh. We came, we walked in, the goyim ran away. It's a matana from Hashem. Couldn't be any tainus in the Orach history. You ran away. We didn't tell you to run away. And what happened? But what happened? In the Hemshech, Moshe Rabbeinu says, ואומר עליכם, בוסם עד הר הוי מורי, אשר השם אלוקינו נושאים לנו. רנשום's giving it to us. ראי, נושא נא השם אלוקיך לפניך את הארץ. Again he tells them, על המשך, about the שופטים. עלי ריש כאשר דיבר השם אלוקי אבשיכם, אבשיך הלוך, אל תירו ואל תיכוס. And what happened? ותקרבו אלי כולכם ותאמרו נשלחו אנשים לפנינו ויחבו לנו את הארץ. And you all came birbuvia and you said, let's send meraglim to be choifer the oritz, to be choike the oritz. V'yashivo isonu dovar, is aderech ashena lebo, is haorim ashenova aleyen. And should bring back and tell us the derech that we should go, and the cities which we should first attack, or come to, we weren't going to attack, right? Which are the first cities we should come to, which were the second cities, or which way we should go. ויתה בעיני הדובר, ריקח מכם שני מסו אנושים, איש איכול השובת, וכו'. And what happened? We know. They came, the meraglim came back, וישיבו אסונו דובר, ויאמרו, טוי והורץ, אשר השם אלוקינו נושאים לנו. It's a gewaltige place. They said a lot more than that, but ולוי אביסם לעלויס. And you didn't want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Vatamru es pi Hashem elakechem. And you were moired against Hashem. Vateirognu ba'alechem, vatoimru besinas Hashem oisono etzionu me'eretz mitzoyim nosis osono biyado emori lashmideinu. We're going to get killed there. Ono anachu oilim acheinu heimasus lo avenu leimaram godol v'ram mimenu orim gedoyle subitzuris ba'shomayim v'gam b'nei anokim ra'inu sham. And they understood from them what the Meraglim said. Maybe the Meraglim also mechavin like that. There's an Am, Godel Berom, Mimenu, Mimenu Be'etzim, in Pasha Shlagzim, Mimenu, Miboyre Oilam, the Abanei Anokim. How are we going to conquer Eretz Yisrael? How are we going to take over Eretz Yisrael? They weren't supposed to conquer, they were supposed to walk into Eretz Yisrael. Don't be scared of them. Hashem Elokeichem Aholech Lifleichem. Hu Yilochem Lochem. What are you worried? The Rebbeinu Shalom will take over. He'll fight for you. Kechoel Asher Osei Itchem B'Mitzrayim Leineichem. How did you come out of Mitzrayim? You did anything? Any pulis to attack the Mitzrayim? You came out with mamish nisei nisim, makas, v'esa eschem al kanfei nishorim, v'chule. Ubamid bor asher ro yiso, asher nesoach ha-Hashem elekecho, kashi yiso ish es benoi, chal aderech asher alachtim, ad bochem ad amokim azeh. How have you come through the midbar? How have you survived till you get to this place? Ubadova hazeh, Einchem maminim b'Hashem Elokeichem. Badova azeh zogt Rashi shu mavtichechem laviechem el haoretz einchem maminim b'ay. You're not trusting in Hashem. You don't have the emun in Hashem. He's going to do it. Which Hashem Elokeichem? Aholich lifleichem baderech. Nosu lochem mokem lechanoischem. What are you sending? Nishlcha anoshim yachru. It's haoretz. It's haderech Hashem elchu bo. How have you gone everywhere? You go with the Anan. Wherever the Anan took you, that's where you went. Would you have to send anybody to see which way to go? The Anan will take us into Eretz Yisrael. Which cities to come from? What are you asking? What's this whole business? You went with Amud Eish and Amud Ha'onon. Vayishma Hashem is called Yivreichim, Vayikzoi, Vayishov Aleim, Vechule. Nira Ishma, Noshim Oeder Adoro, Azeh Zoharit. The Ramban in Shlach Lecha, a long Ramban, clears the interesting Shaila. Be'etzim, what do they ask for? They ask to send Meraglim. And that's B'derech HaTeva, to send Meraglim. And afterwards we find Moshe Rabbeinu sent Meraglim. And Yeshua sent Meraglim. So was there a problem that he wanted to send Meraglim? In the Maskon of the Ramban, Meridika Yisoy. Yes. It was a tremendous problem. Because when a Yochid or an Am are on a Metzias of the Malamin Ateva, when we're living in a Midbar with Mon, Be'er, and Ananea Kovet, when we go wherever the Anan takes us, Al-Pi Hashem Chonu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisu, then there's no room for Teva. We don't say, when people are living on a Madrega, the Malam in Ateva, so it's Osho Lismoich Ala Nes. How can you say Osho Lismoich Ala Nes? Well, what do you eat for breakfast? Nes. What do you drink? Nes. How are you surviving in this blistering heat? Where Be'etzim, interesting, Be'ayin and the whole Indian, actually, that the Midbar was full of these Nechoshim and Akrabim, and the Anani Akovid protected you. And all of a sudden they didn't in this Maisa. But when you're living in that Maisa, we don't say, Ein Slemchim Al Anes. And Fakert, it's a taina on them. In the Maspik, the Avraham ben Arambam brings that there is a darga of bitochen in Hashem, lemala min ateva. Very few people are on that madrega or can be on that madrega. Certain neviim are on that madrega. And when you're on that madrega, then it's a taina and a tvia if a person wants to drop from that madrega. And he says lahedja, just like the Ramban. At the etzim bakosha to send Meraglim was a gewaltige avera. A gewaltige avera. And once they said that, the way, it's interesting that all the Meforshim ask, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayito Be'ein Ayadova. Well, why did Moshe Rabbeinu agree? Well, it's a ganze machlokes Rishonim, so it's a machlokes Rishonim, what the whole point of the miraculum was, I'll call upon him in this Mahalach, the Moshe Rabbeinu realized that's what has to be. And they're not on the Madrid, but so that has to go. Enochlam will have to say Meraglim. If you are not willing to be on that Madrega of Lamalamin Ateva, say Enochanami. Then we're gonna have to send Meraglim. We're gonna have to go on a second Darga of Bitochen. Rather the Darga Bitochen, which is true for most people. And that is the one has to do the Ishtadlus. But the Ishtadlus is not a steerer to Bitochen Bashem. Before we see inside the Chovis Havovis and Rabbeinu Avraham, let's just see a bit further in the Psukim, in Dvarim. We get to just before Chamishi. Vaneifen vanisa hamidbara derech yamsuf kashe diber Hashem Eloi. Vanosav is haseh yomim rabim. That brings us back to our parasha. So Rashi, again, Ilu loichotu, hoye oivrim derech haaseir. Likonis leretz, mindroimel is finite. They were at the point when they were sending Meraglim, the south of haaseir. Haaseir is the south of Eretz Yisrael. Be'etzim, if we wouldn't have been choyte, alei reish, we would have just walked through Edom straight into Eretz Yisrael. The Melech Edom would have allowed us to do that? Yes. We wouldn't have even asked him. We wouldn't have had to ask him. The Anon would go, and that's how we'd go. And we go through Eretz Edom. Ilu lechotu ayyoyvim derech ha'aseya. Nikonis Eretz Yisrael midroim leitzvayna. But bishvil shekilkulu, hofchulu tzada midbom. But because they weren't on that darga, so the Rabbeinu Shem says, okay, now you have to go derech Yamsuf, derech the midbom, vanosav is ha'aseya yomim rabim, Vayoyim Hashem Eilai, Leima, Rav Lochem Soivis Ahora, Pnu Lochem Sofoino. Then the Rebbe Shalom says, going now to the 39th year, turn and go up north. Vesom Sav Leima, Atem Oivrim Bigvula, Chechem Bnei Esau, Vayoshvim Beseir. The Yeru Mikem, that we don't see in our Pasha. When in Dvarim, they were scared of you. In our parsha, it looks like the Melech Edom was a ganze knacker. He was scared in his boots. V'nishmati moid, but even so, you have to be shomer. What? Al tizkorubam, don't start up with them. Don't give them any tzoras. Ki loy etein lochem me'altzim ad midrach kaf regel. I won't allow you even to walk through their land. Who didn't allow? The Rebbeinu didn't allow. Lei melachim biyad Hashem, lekol hashayach bo tziyatenu. Melech Edom said no. Okay, ki, why not? Ki Yerusha le'esav asati is haseh, it belongs to the Bnei Esav. You can buy food from them, but you can't go through their land. No, banavo me'esachenu Bnei Esav, ayoshim b'seyeh, miderech ha'arova, me'elas, le'etzion gover. We started going further north. Vanefen, Vanava, Derech Midva, Mayov. Further north is Mayov. Vayoma Hashem Eilai, Al Totzar is Mayov. Don't give any tzoros to Mayov. Al Tizkoba Milchoma, don't attack them. Ki lo yetein lechomi al to Yerusha. Ki livnei loit nosati is our Yerusha. I gave it to Bnei Loit. You're not going to have any part of Mayov. And so it says how they conquered it from the giants, the Amim that they called them, Vechule. Ator kumu vivrochem es nachal zored, vanavar es nachal zored, go further north. And we went till we came to this point, and Vaidav Hashem Eilai, ato oive hayom es gvul moev es or, vekoravto mul b'nei amoin. And now you've come to the Bnei Amoin. Al tzurum baltisgobam. Don't start up with the Bnei Amoin either. Kilo yetin merits Bnei Amoin lecho Yerusha. Kili Bnei Loit nusati Yerusha. That's Yerusha for Bnei Amoin. Bnei Loit. Also, you're not going to get any of it. Also, how they conquered it. Eretz Rufoim, Yechoshe, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. What's going on? The Rabbeinu Shalom is taking us, and each time it brings us to a Malkum, which Be'etzim, if we would have been on the Darya, we would just walk through Eretz Edom. Now he says, no, go round Eretz Edom. You're not going through. Don't start up with them. No Milchama. And then we come further. Mayop, don't start up with them. We're going the whole time round. Now you come to Eretz Edom. Don't start up with them. No Milchamas. And then, kumus uvi ivres nachal arnoin, re'ei, nosati biotche sichoin, melecheshbeno emori vis'arzoi hochel reish, vihiskaboi milchama. Make a milchama against sichoin. Hayoim aze ochel teis pachtuchov yoroschal pnei ha'amin, tachas kol ha'shamayim, ashe yishmun shima chob echuda. Sichoin, make a milchama. They dropped from the Madrega of Lamala Min HaTeva. But They weren't on that madriga to go completely namala min ha-teva. So now, they're going to have to do hishtadlus. They're going to have to do, make milchamas. They're going to have to be kovish Eretz Yisrael. But they need a chinuch. They need a chinuch of when you're doing hishtadlus, how do you have bitochen in that sense of, in that matzah of hishtadlus? A lot of people make a very big mistake. A lot of people think that if I'd have bitochen, so that I wouldn't do any hishtadlus, say a common thing, which is nogea to most of us, parnosa. So if I'd have bitochen, then I wouldn't do any hishtadlus. I stay in learning forever. But what are they saying? But I don't have bitochen. And therefore I have to go to work. And therefore I have to do hishtadlus. And that, Rabbi Yisai, is kfira. Because be'etzim, what is a person saying? Let's understand what the mashmos of that statement is. The mashmos of that statement is that if you have bitochen, the Rabbeinu Shem gives you parnosa. But if you don't have bitochen, then you have to take care of yourself. The Rabbeinu Shem won't give you parnosa. I don't have bitochen. And therefore, I have to go to work. Pirush, I have to take care of myself. Because the Rabbeinu Shem isn't going to give me parnosa. If I would have bitochen, the Rabbeinu Shem will give me parnosa. So in that person's mind, there are two worlds. There's the world of bitochen, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a separate world, the world of teva, the world of koichi v'yotzim yodi, that the Rabbeinu Shem has nothing to do with. No, so if he's a bit frummer, so occasionally he might mention Shem Hashem. Occasionally he might daven to Hashem. But be'etzim, what's he hold? I'm taking care of myself. And then, of course, while he's in yeshiva and he still hears shmuzen and vadim, so he has to justify himself. So he comes out and finds a few psukim to kilo justify. Yeah, that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. We should do ishtadlus. There's a chiyuv to do ishtadlus and v'chula v'chula. No, maybe you're right. There's a chiyuv to do ishtadlus. But what about bitochen? Oh, I don't have bitochen. That's a big mistake. And the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to be Mechanech Klal Yisrael. Now they dropped from this Madregi in law of being Lemala Min HaTeva with no Hishtadlus. And Enochanami, for them on that Madregi, it was a big Avera. And the big Tainas on Klal Yisrael. And it's a poshtal thing if you think about it. If everything you're eating mon and you're drinking be'er and you're going everywhere where the anan ha-covid is taking you, so why would you want to, what's the pshat that you need to do something with derech ha-teva? How have you survived till now? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. How did you get out of Mitzrayim and how have you survived the last year and a half? About 2 years. You've only survived here with derech nes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, go into Eretz Yisrael. So what do you think? What's the pshat you need to send Meraglim Anoshim the Yachbru Lonu is HaDerech HaShenale? What Derech HaShenale? How did you get here? Because there's a massive time on them. But that's the Metzius. All right? So now, are they falling into the other side? That it's all Ishtadlus? And it's not the Rabbeinu Shalom, Chas v'Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom want to be Mechanichas. Before we come into Eretz Yisrael, and before we do a Maisa Hishtadlus, want to be Mechanichas. That even if you're doing Hishtadlus, it's Kuloi Kol Kuloi Toli on Hashem Yisbarach. And in order to do that, he brought us around Har Seir. He says, don't you dare start making milchamas with them. Why not? Hishtadlus? Why can't we attack Har Seir? Were any way you're going to make Hishtadlus? No. It won't be Matzliach. Ayin, the Ma'afilim. Nichori, the Ma'afilim were the first Tzioinim. After the Chet HaMaraglim, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, no, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And then they come, rushing to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chotonu, and we're going. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't go, you won't be Matzliach. We're going! And Keilu, this is a tikkun of our lack of bitochen. But they didn't say clearly that we have bitochen in Hashem. We have bitochen in our own koich v'yotzim yodi. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, it's not going to be Matzliach, and yotzo mashi yotzo. Don't make the same mistake. You're going to Har Seir. Yes, you could have walked through Har Seir if you would have been on the Madrega, but you're not. Therefore, learn. Don't start up with them. No milchama. Then we come to Moav. No milchama. You come to Amon. No milchama. When are you going to make a milchama? When I tell you to make a milchama, and you'll do the milchama exactly like I say. We have to understand the esoides that there are over here. Nechovis Avovis in Perik Gimel, the Hakdoma Chamishi gives five Hakdomas for having bitochen in Hashem. The fifth Hakdoma, Zokta Azei, Sheizbaya Etzloi, Ki Hashlomis Hadvorim Hamischachim Ba'olam Hazeh, La'ach Ha'yetzira, Hubishnei Dvorim. After the Bria, any hischachus, anything that happens in this world, needs two things. Echot, gzeiros haboyer yisale vechefze biyitziosim el gvul haavaya. Number one, for something to happen, you need the Rabbeinu Shalom to be goyser that it should happen, and the Rabbeinu Shalom should be chofetz that this thing should happen. Vehasheni sibois umitzuim. Mehem kroivim, mehem rechoikim, mehem niglim, mehem nistarim, hishtadlus, causes. All sorts of different causes. Some are more obvious, some are more hidden. V'kulam rotzim lahashlim mashenigza havayosei v'hereoisei be'ezo elokim lohem alzeh. The second thing you have to realize, for anything to happen in this world, for most people, you need the causes. The Rebbeinu Shalom made this world, and he explains with the Hemshech. The Rebbeinu Shalom made the world, which works through causes and effects. And everything in this world has causes and effects. Rather, even in the Mahalach of Nes, there's causes and effects. Just take a slight deviation for a second. When Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the first time to hit the rock, and bring out water, he said, v'hikisa batzur. Batzur, not al-hatzur. He said, v'hikisa batzur, chazal say, b'kol koichecha. Zog to Rabbi Yerucham, in the heart, this is magic, no? Anybody who's seen Harry Potter, so the imagination you have of it is gefährlich. This calculating guns and turn out and understand any nisim in the Torah. In the heart, it's a magic wand. And you wave it over and you say abracadabra, whatever, and the water will come out. No. So the Rebbeinu Shem, he kisa batzor, but kol koichecha. So to Rabbi Yerucham, if you wouldn't have been kol koicha, it wouldn't have worked. And the second time in our parsha, which is very complicated, the Chet Moshe Rabbeinu, let's go with one mahalach. There's at least 15 mahalchim in the Chet. And the more mahalchim you have in a parasha, you know, the more complicated it is. Well, let's say v'dibarotim el hasela, the dibur would have been effective. So it's also a cause. If he wouldn't have been medaber, then it wouldn't have happened. Says Rabbi Yerucham, in the mahalach of Nes, there's also causes and effects, different causes with different klalim. Over there, you have to hit it, kol koichoi. And over here, you have to be medaber and say certain things, machloik is what he was supposed to say. The Brenshan made this world with causes and effects. Zog de Chovis Halbovis. The marshal, if a person wants to live, so he needs food. And when he has the food in front of him, that's not enough. He has to pick up the food, put it in his mouth, chew it, and swallow it, and then he can live. That's a cause. But it's all, if the Rebbeinu Shem decided I'm going to live, I'll live. Yes. That's one point. But there's a second point, he said. There's two things. There's the Gzeres Hashem, and there's the Sibas. They're the causes. So if you think that you just said the Rebbeinu Shem will keep me alive without eating, you're making a very big mistake. And if that's your Mahalach in Chaim, so call the Chevre Kedisha and write out your Hesped. And don't think any Choshva person is going to be masped you. Elamai, you need the causes and effects. Something Chayv HaSavav, and how'd you get the food? You know what? Most food we have to cook. Cook is a cause. You get the most basic fruit, lechem. No? You have your flour, you haven't got lechem. You have to mix the flour, do the lisha, let it rise, bake it. Those are causes. And the effect is you got bread. Now take the bread and put it in your mouth and eat it. And how do you get the flour? So you need, either you need a farmer who's going to sow the wheat, and all sorts of causes, from sowing the wheat, to watering the wheat, to the Rebbeinu Shalom's Geshem, to reaping the wheat, to doing Zriya, Disha, Vizriya, Vitchina, and Nipui. You need all these causes to get your flour. And if you're not the farmer, you need to go and buy the flour. And where are you going to get the money from? The normal derech in the way the Rebbeinu Shem set up the world is a person works and he gets money. No, sometimes maybe a person has Yerusha and gets money without any work. But the Rebbeinu Shem made the worlds of the Chovas Avavas with causes and effects. But the causes and effects are B'yad Hashem. And that's a mistake which the people who say, I don't have bitochen, and therefore I'm not going to do any ishtadlus, that's a very big mistake. So Reb Avrom also is marich the way the Rebbeinu Shalom made the world with causes and effects. And then he says, the bitochen amutal al kol shomri ha-Torah, v'hu she'yei notua be'emunosoi, Shalom Uboro Belibai, Sheho Ilnois Hativiois, Waim Tsoim or Gilim, Mesurim Bidei Ashgocha Elukis, Protis, Legabi Kolechod Echod. A person has to know that the causes and effects are all Biad Hashem. Lekol Zman or Lekol Matzav. Ubir Tsois, Yisale. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's Be'etzim what the Chovas HaVavas says. You need two things. You need the Gzeiras Hashem, the Chevitz Hashem, and the causes. And they go together. They work together. B'etzoy se yisale, holchoy so ilois bedarkon hativis. Shehut v'sapa lohem. When the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, so then the causes work on the Derech HaTeva, the Rebbeinu Shalom set it up. A person does this. Let's say a person mixes the flour and water, and the dough will rise, and then he puts it in the oven for the right amount of time, and he gets out delicious bread. Or But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you can do all the ishtadlis, it's not going to work. It can go faket. The whole ishtadlis can go faket. The marshal, you could put your dough in the oven, and for whatever reason, the oven was on too high, the thermostat broke, and it all burnt, and you don't get any bread. You did the ishtadlis, but the Rebbeinu Shem didn't want you to have bread. You can sow your field, and the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't make it rain. Or faket, you can sow your field, and the Rebbeinu Shem gives you a bounty crop. The sibas are all B'yad Hashem. And the Baal Bitochen has to realize that. כל הגורמים הטבעיים הללו כפופים לחפצו ירצוינו יסלה. Nothing works mitzad atzmom. That's the mistake of the person who says, I don't have bitochen and therefore I'm going to work. His assumption is that that's nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll take care of myself. There's no such thing. You can't take care of yourself. Akol agomim ativim alonu kfufim lechevza rizoyni yisale. Val pip kudoso yirushusoy poelim heim al roi b'nei adam lefitivam b'derech hayadua lakoil. And b'derech klal al pi rov, we can forecast that this is the mahalach, that this cause will cause this effect, and this cause will cause this effect, and this is what normally happens. Bad uf kudoso yirutsoynoi, poyalim heim lifomim b'derech hafucha mizu shenoitzra. But sometimes they work the opposite. How many times do people do hishtadlus in parnosa and it backfires and they don't make any money? And they made all the chakiras and they ought to make money, and it just doesn't work. And other times, but there are it does work. It's all totally on the Ratzon Hashem. The Arad Dvorim Ha'ele, Zokter, Chayev Eifo Shoy Me'adas, B'shoh Shu Magdish Eschele L'Gromim Tivim U'Dvorim Regilim, K'dei L'Hofik Me'em To'eles O'Laharchi K'sezeikom, a mensch is Chayev, B'shas, when he's going to do a Hishtadlus, She'i Bitchoynei Al Hashem Yis'ale, He's chayev to realize that even though I'm doing this ishtadlus, I'm completely totally on Hashem. That this should actually work and I should get the toilets that I want from it. Before he starts the ishtadlus, he has to be mechazik himself. That it's all b'yad Hashem. Lochein tzivu aleinu matike alochezal. The Gemara in Brochus says, Hanichnas lahokiz dam. So a person's going to do bloodletting, which in those days was the way of refuah. This all applies to refuah. Later on he says it applies to refuah. If a person has a choyli, then he's mechuyev. If he's on this darga, there is a darga, normal min ateva, but not on this darga, not on that darga. They mechuyev to take the medication and to do the ishtadlus harefuyis. But it's all b'yad Hashem. He has to realize it's all b'yad Hashem, and he brings a raya. And the Gemara says, "Anichnas lokis dam oimer yehi rotzon milfonecho shehei esik zeh li refuah." You have to daven before you take the medicine that this should be a refuah for me. He's going to measure his goyren and find out how much wheat he actually has now. Why is he measuring it? Don't measure it. No, he needs to measure it for maisers. That's the only heter there is to measure it. And then he has to say, I'm going to take this wheat and I'm going to grind it and eat it. Yirotzon sheyeh brocha. A person does the ishtadlus. But if he realizes that the etzim ishtadlus is b'yad Hashem, and the ishtadlus could either work or fakert, then he realizes, kavachoyma need bitochen. There's a pshat, I've told you before, the altar from the Baruch said, on ishtadlus hasach gringer. Without ishtadlus, a lot easier. But etzim, with not doing ishtadlus, being on a mahalach, not doing ishtadlus, is much easier than doing ishtadlus. Why is it easier? We would think fakat, because we're so sunk in the world of ishtadlus and be'etz in the world of kfira. So we think, well, not to do any ishtadlus? But if you realize, you have to have bitochen. You have to realize it's all b'yad Hashem. So if I don't do any ishtadlus, and I get the results, so of course it was b'yad Hashem. If I do ishtadlus, then I get that nisoyen of saying koich v'otzim yodi. If I don't do ishtadlus, I don't have that nisoyen. So if we look at it from the eyes of bitochen, Which way is easier? But on the other hand, in the Masbig is Marich in the beginning, and if a person's not on that Madrega of Lamala Min HaTeva, not on the Madrega of Kama Nevi'im to live without any Hishtadlus, then it's also for him to do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't come through with the Nisim. It's also to be Somech on Nisim if you're not on the Madrega. If I can't, you're on the Madrega, it's also to not to be Somech on Nisim. Kali Sol, originally we were hoping they were on the Madrega, but they weren't. And now they're on a different Madrega of Hishtadlus. When you're on the Madrega of Hishtadlus, you still have to realize the whole Hishtadlus is B'yad Hashem. The whole system of the causes and effects is all B'yad Hashem. That's the way the Rabban Hashem runs the world. So you have to daven to Hashem that the Hishtadlus should work. And sometimes the Hishtadlus backfires. And it comes out punk verkehrt. Zog der Ramban. The Nechash and Nechoshes. Let's go back to the Nechash and Nechoshes. We ask, why do you have to look at the Nechash and Nechoshes? Hanire be'einai besoid ha'dover hazeh. Ki hu midarki ha'toyre shekol ma'aseh ha'n nes b'toich nes. Tosir ha'nezik b'mazik. Very often we find that the Torah tells us to do something which has the opposite effect. And we remove the nezik with the mazik. Or merape acholi with the cause of the machlo. K'moshe hizkiru, when by Moro, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take the eights and throw the eights into the water. What was that eights? Super sweet eights? No, the eights was bitter, sheba bitter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but you have to do that ishtadlus. But the Rebbeinu Shem was merape with the eights in mazik. Chayim b'melach elisha b'mayim. V'yadua midarke refus. Shekol neshuchei ba'alei ho'eres. Yistaknu bir oysam oysam o bir oysam oysam. And he says, it's yadua. All right, the Ramban was a doctor. In his times, it was yodua, it's poshut, that if a person's bitten by a wild animal, then he'll be in a sakana if he looks at that animal. And then later on he says, and even if you mention the name of the animal that bit him, if he was bitten by a snake, don't show him a snake. If he was bitten by a wild dog, he says you mustn't let him anywhere near dogs. And don't even mention the name. The name could be Mazik. So now, this is very interesting. The Rabban Hashem sent the Choshim, Srufim. Ah. The Rabban Hashem has tainus on these people. And they're Chayim Misa. Some of them are Chayim Misa. Why didn't they just die? Why didn't they just die like the Bechoros? No. Rabban Hashem sent in a cause. The Nechoshim Asrufim. Because they're in the world of Hishtadlus. One part of the Hishtadlus was to learn how to go past these nations. And over here, the Rabban Hashem wanted to be Mechanichtim in another limud in Hishtadlus. The Hishtadlus is Biyodi. And these Nechoshim are killing you. And now I'll show you the Hishtadlus of Biyodi. Look at the Nechosh HaNechoshes, not the Shem Havaya. Look at the Nechosh HaNechoshes. That ought to make you much worse. And be Meshabed Eslivom Lavien Shavar Shomayim. Realize the Nechosh is not Memis or Mechaya. The Rebbeinu Shloim is Memis or Mechaya. But is Derech the Hishtadlios. Look at the Nochosh, which ought to make you worse, and realize it's not the Nochosh. But there is a Nochosh here, but the Nochosh is B'yad Hashem. Umishabdis limum lavin sheba shemayim. And then, looking at the Nochosh, and realizing it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Coming to that Hakara bitochen in Hashem. That even the causes of B'yad Hashem, And over here, the Rabbeinu Hashem showing you not only the course Biyad Hashem, the course can sometimes have the opposite effect. The course is all Biyad Hashem. You realize that, or you misrap it. Then it got better. And this is a limit which they needed to have before they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And you'll go past Moav. Don't start up any milchamas. Why not? We're going to fight milchamas now. We're on that dargah. We're going to fight milchamas. We have Tzahal. We have the most powerful army in the world. The machlokes. Bibi and Trump. But I'll call upon him. What do the Yidden say? Well, how many planes did Trump lose and how many did we lose? So we're in the chulin. So why can't we start up with Mayav? No. Amoy, no. Sichon, start a milchama. Any interesting zach? Yeah, made the milchama with Sichon. Vayakeyu Yisrael lefi chorev. And they used the cheref. They fought a milchama. Ishtadlus. What's Azbukul Bnei Amon? Amon had secret weapons. Well, yes. What's a secret weapon? The Dvar Hashem. That was a secret weapon. You can't touch Amon. That was the secret weapon. They didn't know they had that secret weapon. But Azbukul Amon, because the Kodesh Prophet said no. So they conquered the whole of Emori. And then this grubber giant, Oig, comes out afterwards, and a very interesting parasha, the whole story with Oig, can't be Marek now. And they defeated him. And how did they defeat him? Say the Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara in Brochas, took a sword and jumped up. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas high, and he jumped up 10 amas, and he whacked him on his carousel, on his ankle, and he killed him. But he killed him with a sword. So, Rabbi Avraham, a bit later on in the Perek, V'afal pisha omru b'nei kairach, there's a mizmar in Mem Dalet, ki loy b'charbam yorshu oretz. They said, we were not yorish the Eretz Yisrael with the cherev. Well, we did. We fought milchamas. Yeshua fought milchamas. No natal sofik b'masha omra ha-toyra al-sichon v'amu v'yakeu Yisrael l'fi charev v'yirash yizaltsoi v'loi b'amev sh'om alayim moishol yisale ashrecho Yisrael mikom moicho am noisha b'ashem. He learns the pasuk very interestingly. Am noisha b'ashem in v'zois ha-brocha. The Tzionim of today took it very literally. The old Gaiva is their cherev. They didn't learn the first part of the posuk. Ach pirush adovo. So what's the pirush? Lo becharkom yorashu oretz. It says over here, yeah, becharev. Pirush adovo shen no shu becharbon vekoicham nilvad. Yes, they had to do the Ishtadlus. But they didn't fall into that trap and think that the Ishtadlus is nothing to do with Hashem. Now we're fighting a milchama. No, lo b'charbom yarshu oretz. It was all min hashamayim that the Rabbeinu Shalom made the cherev be poil. An interesting agav. When they first came to Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, what was the first city they conquered? Yericho. Yericho, they conquered Legam Lemala Minoteva. Completeness. Why? That was the only one. The rest they had to fight. Milchamas. Why? But again, the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to show us what could have been, what I could have done for you, but you weren't on that much. And the second milchama they fought was Ai, and they lost. because they didn't do exactly what Hashem said. Yoshua has to go out. And for whatever reasons, the interesting sugya, why they didn't send Yoshua, they sent Yoab ben Menashe. And after that, they won every single milchama. Not one yid was killed. After that. No bechabon Yoshua is. Am noisha b'ashem. B'asher cherev gavosecha. The gaiva of the Yiddish cherev is that it's b'yad Hashem. That's our gaiva. We're all tali b'yad Hashem. All our ishtadlis that we do, it's all b'yad Hashem. The ishtadlis b'yad Hashem. Nafka mina, huge nafka mina. Before you do any ishtadlis, gemara and brachas, you have to daven. You have to realize, don't tell me that I don't have bitochen and that's why I'm going to work. You tell me I don't have enough bitochen, that's why I'm staying in learning. No, maybe. But if you want to go to work, then avad you have to have bitochen. And the way to have that bitochen, mechazik that bitochen, is all called sad v'shlal, daven to Hashem on every strickle ishtadlus you do. You go to a doctor, dinu di gemara. He rots and says, hey, true for Zoom, leave the refer, cry below me. He rots and that the doctor should get the right answers. Give the doctor the right answers and he shouldn't mess up. How many times do we hear a person went to the best doctor and he messed up? Another times, why is he the best doctor? Because Al Pi Rov, he doesn't mess up. What is it? Be'ad Hashem. That's the Nechash and Nechoshes. Yet look at the Nochosh and Bistakil Klape Milo. Just look with Havaya. If you put Havaya, we wouldn't have had that limud. The limud is, yes, there are causes, but the causes are B'yad Hashem. She Yistaklu Klape Milo Meshavides Libom Lavinu Shebashamah.